Good afternoon, well, this is Jacqueline B, and I thought I'd do a post Three Peaks Yorkshire boo because my other boo may have given the wrong impression that we only did two peaks, but we did all three peaks. So the Yorkshire Three Peaks is actually a challenge. People do that challenge, and the challenge is to do it in 12 hours, and I'm really pleased that we did it in 12 hours, 20 minutes. And as previously said, one of the reasons is because we had to go around a bog that was waist deep, so we actually extended our route. But we all did really well. And if you think that when we started in January, most of the group were novices, and we found the whole, just even, you know, walking around something called the Millennium Walk in Henley, a bit of a challenge, and that was a couple of hours walk and mainly flats. So it's amazing how much we've come on, and we really didn't think at the beginning of this journey that we would be able to do the National Three Peaks on the 9th of June. But actually now we're all starting to go, do you know what, we can actually do it. So it's been an incredible journey so far, and it's to continue. I'm going to sort of hop along or limp along to the local shop and get some Epsom salts and have a nice bath now. And but one of the main enjoyments, I mean, stunning scenery, absolutely stunning, out of this world scenery. In actual fact, as you're walking along, sometimes you forget to have a look at the scenery. But, you know, that's one of the whole points. You're out there and there's no traffic, and it's just incredible. All the other walkers are really friendly. So there's quite a few people out yesterday. And we got talking to people from JCT 600, which is like a car leasing. There was about 137 of them walking. And various other companies that are doing various things with charities. And a lady with two little doggies. And she was doing it for she was doing it for an adult charity, and the little doggy was doing it for a children's charity, and the little dog got more money than the lady, but they were very cute. Yeah, it was a bit cold up there at the very top, and when you look in the distance and you see this great big massive incredibly large hill, it looks difficult. But, you know, we're starting to talk now about Kilimanjaro and Everest, and I think we're getting ahead of ourselves, frankly. Thanks for listening. Bye.